This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. And once again, friends, we have some very enlightening headlines for you. As we accumulate them from the four corners of the earth, not just here in the United States, but it comes from everywhere. This first one, U.S. vulnerable to long-range missile attack. And top general warns African al-Qaeda to export violence to the United States. I want to ask Jack a question. Are there other groups outside of al-Qaeda who would like to destroy the United States, destroy Israel? They call us the big Satan, then the little Satan. How about that one, Jack? Others?
Well, first of all, Rick, say that long-range missile thing that can hit America very soon is North Korea, who is now working with Iran, hundreds of their specialists who know how to create it, and all hell will break loose on the earth. Yes, there are many organizations. If you got rid of al-Qaeda and the Taliban, which work in almost 57 Islamic countries, you still would have your problems. Why? Because you've got Hamas in Palestine, Hezbollah in Lebanon, you have al-Shabaab and Boko Haram in Sudan and Africa, already having killed 2 million in that part of the world. And God help us, there's only one hope, and it's Jesus' return. And soon we're going to hear the cry as believers, come up hither, Revelation 4:1, and we'll sweep through the heavenlies in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52, that's 11 one-hundredths of a second, moving 187 billion trillions of miles into space. Why? To miss the mess that's going on here. Watch you therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass on the earth. And that's why Revelation 3:10 said, I'll keep you out of, from the hour of temptation and testing which comes upon the whole world. And that's right at the door, friends. Why? For Jesus said in Luke 21, verse 9, when you hear of wars and commotions, wars and revolutionaries, wars and terroristic movements, it's here. He says, then what? Then start looking. Why? For when it's beginning to come, then shall they see the Son of Man, Jesus, coming in the clouds with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, look up, your redemption of the body draws nigh, when we're called out of the graves and the living go up to meet him, Romans 8:23. And he went on to say, and when it's in full force and they're getting ready, that's when Christ returns and sets up his kingdom. And he says, you'll know my kingdom is nigh at hand because of that sign, terrorism. But I love verse 32. And he says, the generation that lives to see this particular sign is the one who's going to be caught up in that great event called the Blessed Hope, Titus 2:13.
We're going to go on here with something that really hurt our hearts. And of course, that's when we saw the missiles flying from Gaza over into Israel. Of course, they've been doing it for a while. But finally, Israel back to Gaza to protect itself. And then, of course, the focus on what's happening right now. What will be next? Israel, Hamas navigate new Mideast. All right. And of course, that's the Palestinian Arab demonstrators bomb Tel Aviv, and rockets strike near Tel Aviv. And then Israel deflects 44 million cyber attacks. Now that would be within 8 days. I cannot believe there could be that many in 8 days. And then Iron Dome frustrates Hamas, blows up 3 missiles. And the Iron Dome, of course, that is the anti-missile defense system, upgraded to meet Iranian missile threat. Israel, Egypt talk Gaza ceasefire. Now, they did sign an agreement. We all know that. It's a temporary agreement. I just want to ask Jack, in the light of everything that's happening, will it hold and will it last, Jack?
Absolutely not. What Ahmadinejad, the second Hitler who heads up Iran, says, my Mahdi is coming, that's my Messiah of the Shiites, and he will not come until we kill most of the Jews. How is it going to last? Answer it. You can't. All right. What does the Bible say? In Daniel 9:26, wars and desolations are determined unto the time of the end. And it's going to be mainly against Israel. Satan, in all the years of history, stood up against the Jew, Israel. 1 Chronicles 21:1. Jacob is the Jew, the Israelite. And Jacob changed his name to Israel in 2 Kings 17:34. So listen to this. Alas for that day. What? The final war is great. None is like it. It's the time of Jacob's, Israel's trouble. Listen to Jesus in Matthew 24:21. He said, for then shall be great tribulation such as never was, since there was a nation to that time, no, nor ever shall be again. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. Talking about the Middle East and Israel. But he says, for the elect's sake, my people, the Jews, I'm going to defend them. Ezekiel 39:6, those days are going to be shortened. They're my elect. Isaiah 42:1, 45:4, and chapter 65, verses 9 and 22. Watch for this soon in your headlines. A world leader is going to rise, Revelation 13:1, has power over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations, verse 7. And he's going to come to power on a peace platform, Daniel 11:21. He comes in peaceably, and the world accepts him, and he makes the peace contract for 7 years, Daniel 9:26. But after 42 months, it's broken, for when they say peace and safety, isn't it wonderful? Then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Well, who's going to win this thing? The Lord Jesus is going to stand with his people, Israel. Yahweh God says, I'll destroy Gog of Magog, that's Russia and her hordes, and the Arab Federation and the rest in Ezekiel 39, verses 1, 2, 12, and 13. Study it when this program ends, please. And I'll tell you, Israel will always exist. For Isaiah 56:5 says, I'll give Israel an everlasting name. Amen and amen.
War stalks a very different Mideast. Now, Israel and Hamas battle as shifting alliances pushed this conflict into uncharted territory. Now, they say it's uncharted. I'm going to ask Jack, is it really uncharted, or does the Bible tell us what's going to happen?
Everything I've preached for 60 years is now happening. Why? Because this book can be trusted, because all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, 2 Timothy 3:16, and holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, 2 Peter 1:21. So God's Word is truth, John 17:17.
All right, Jack. Now, according to the Bible, we're not too surprised at the next headline you're going to see right now. Russia appeals strongly to Israel, Palestinian, to stop armed confrontation. And then Iran, Syria, condemn Israel over Gaza operation. Not too surprised at that. Iran admits pulling strings on Gaza crisis. And most U.S. voters say the United States should help Israel in attack on Iran. And Muslim Brothers plotting overthrow of Gulf states. Now, friends, I'm going to turn this over to Jack, and if you can tie this all together. All these countries are in the Bible, right?
Oh, Rexella. Can you imagine that I've preached on the coming war with Russia for 60 years and I've lived to see the alignment of all the nations? Here they are. It's charted. First of all, we have Russia, Ezekiel 38 and 39, chapter 38, verses 1 and 2, Gog, Magog, Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh. Fight the war of the latter years and the latter days, verses 8 and 16. They're heading it up. And then there's the second invasion from the Orient. The Eastern Armies, Revelation 16:12, fighting the bloodiest war in history, Revelation 9:14-18. But then there's an Arab Federation who joins with those groups. Yeah. Daniel 11:40, Egypt, the king of the south, who goes along with it. All the Muslim nations, we only have a few to give you right now. Next we see there in Ezekiel 38:5-7, Persia in Iraq. That was the old Persian Empire, and now they changed it to the names they have presently. Next we see Ethiopia and Libya and Yemen and Kushanput, that's all of Sudan and Africa. But when you get to Psalm 83, verse 7, you have Jordan, which we mentioned a few moments ago. You have Gebel, which is Lebanon today. And then you have the Hagarenes, 12 different nations coming out of Hagar, the mistress of Abraham. And we could go on and on. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to be gone soon because that's the final war, and we're gone before it starts.
Jack, the Bible's so clear. And with the Bible that clear, are you really looking for the coming of the Lord? He's coming very, very soon. Are you ready? Is Jesus in your heart? Is Jesus your Savior? Have you been forgiven of all your sins? I trust you'll pray this prayer with Jack right now, please.
Many of you scoff the word of God, but your laughing days will soon end. I beg you, what I've said is God's word. Don't waste another day. Get saved. How? Call on Jesus right now. Lord Jesus, I need you. I'm a sinner. I want to change my ways. I want you in my heart and life. You're coming soon, and I want to be with you. Lord Jesus, I receive you this day as my personal Savior. Come into my heart now. Amen.
Amen. Oh, I trust you prayed that prayer. If you did, there's my address. Please, I'll send this to you right away. First Steps in a New Direction. Hey, you can't buy a place in heaven. No way. This is so good. Salvation is not for sale. It's free. How wonderful that God offers you the gift of salvation. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we. Bye-bye.
Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,